Like on UCD, it's a crazy one because UCD, one week they get a massive result against Hearts, haven't lost so many, then the next week they lose again, but you know yourself what you're going down to.
Oh look, this is a fourth time we'll have played them this year. I think historically in this league, the fourth phase of games are always going to throw up surprises, because people are they know each other. The familiarity means sometimes it can be a bit of, you know, you can look down your nose sometimes, or you think that you just have to turn up, they play, but certainly won't get that from us tomorrow night. We're going down there very focused. We're going down there knowing that, you know, we drop points against UCD at the Brandywell. We're also going down there knowing that if we don't perform to our levels, then they're capable of taking something from us again. So I think what you'll find tomorrow night is a very disciplined and very determined performance from our guys. I trust our players with everything I have in my body, because what they've done this year is they've kept coming back for more. Yes, every time we've had a setback, we've came back and performed. And the players have, look, from everybody through, from Peter Cherry right through, they everybody in the squad, they have just been sensational for us this year. And we'll go again, and we'll go down here knowing this is a difficult venue that lacks atmosphere. But at the end of the day, Concordia 10 on Friday night, there's still 3 points up for grabs, and that's the way we got to treat it.
Obviously, as you say, dropping points against them a couple of weeks ago at the Brandywell, that's just the players know themselves that they raise their game again.
Look, our players were good on the night. I'll keep going back to it. We were good on the night. We created a lot of chances, yes. We weren't clinical enough, but sometimes you get nights like that. We're going away from home. They play UCD, we're the second top goal scorers away from home in the league. We've been relentless, in my opinion, in our attacking threats this year. It doesn't matter who we've played, we've took games to the opponents. We're very good. I think our players have been very, very good this year in terms of their ability to get going for games. And you know, we have so much creativity in our game. We're playing with fullbacks high up a pitch. We're playing with three attackers on the pitch. We're playing with midfield players like Bruna and Sloggett and McNamee and Harkin, and now Grant Gillespie comes on that. Like, they're all creative influences in the team. They're all players that like to play forward. And look, we go down here and we're not going to change. We're going to make sure that we consistently go after teams and try and score goals.
And talking of goals, Parky probably hasn't hit many better, and it's also good to get the goals back for him too.
He's a class act. Look, he's 19 years of age. He's the same age as Jack Malone, and we're all jumping about how good Jack Malone is as a young player. David Parkhouse played all year. Owen Toole's only a year older than him. So look, I've known all these boys a long, long time. And the one thing that, you know, with Parky brings is Parky's played like a man all year. I'm sure if you ask any of the top centre-backs in this league, they'll be going, who is this kid? Like, because he just puts them under pressure. And, you know, David Parkhouse doesn't have to be scoring goals to get my backing, but believe me, whenever he does score goals, his all-round game's as good as anybody's in the country.
What's the suggestion we team use going down tomorrow?
Junior's struggling. We'll see how he is closer to time. If there's any way that that's going to be a problem for him, we won't take a risk, because, as I say, look at the attacking options we have. We've Connor Davis, David Parkhouse, you've got Michael McCrudden, you've got Barry McNamee, you've got Jamie McDonough, you've got Eddie Delap. I am very, very happy with the squad of players that I have. That's why we let Owen Stokes go, because Owen, I just couldn't guarantee him the starting time that he was required. There's 12 weeks left of the season. The youth has been such a positive influence around the Brandywell and around training that I felt obliged to allow him to go and earn another chance somewhere else. And that's the way we are here. If the guy gives everything for us, then we can't have any complaints. So, look, we're in a very good position moving forward, and I'm happy with the squad of players that's here. And look, we wish everybody, Owen Stokes especially, all the best in his next move.
And I know the window's shut, but you can possibly ring for Rangers. Or is that, do you know?
Look, I'm happy where I am. That can change. That can change with a suspension and injury or whatever. But at this moment in time, we're down to 20 players. I'm delighted with the 20 players that we have. Sometimes when you get a bit greedy, it's hard to manage in terms of people sitting in the stand and people not happy that they're not playing. But I'm happy with the players that we have, because they've given us everything over a long period of time. And hopefully now we can see out the season with the same amount of players.